Diane Sawyer, Chris Rock, Mariah Carey, Tina Turner, star Jones Reynolds, and Sidney Poitier. They all came for today's incredible celebration.
Let me say hello to Jan.
Hi, girls. Hi, go ahead. Okay, now that's the first time I think I've greeted somebody else before you.
I know. Ah. Nice to see you.
Am I forgiven?
You are forgiven.
They are so lovely.
These are my girls.
Wearing a pale shade of the color purple, Lady O celebrated what she calls the greatest day of her life by cutting the ribbon to her 52-acre school.
Did you sleep at all last night?
Not very much.
The stars were all equally emotional and excited to be part of the day.
To know what our sister Oprah has accomplished, I think it overwhelms me.
This is such a huge accomplishment, and I know it's something that is so close to her heart.
It's such a big cause, because education is everything.
Hopefully, you know, I get enough money, and I build a school, and then Oprah's school plays volleyball against my school, and we whooped them.
Oprah personally interviewed each of the girls who were accepted into her leadership academy, and she says her own tough upbringing makes her feel close to them.
What should we call Miss Oprah? What do we call her?
The day was not without some controversy. At a press conference, reporters asked Oprah why the school seemed to only have black South African students.
I don't think I have to appease the white people of this country.
Part of the celebration was a gala New Year's Eve party where the stars had an impromptu jam.
It was the best way to open the new year.
Oprah has invested more than $40 million in the academy. As for her celebrity friends, they all paid their own way to be here on this remarkable day. Mark?
Thank you so much, Jan. And there is more from E.T. in Johannesburg for the opening of Oprah's academy. Jan?
Mark, walking through campus is like taking a guided tour of Oprah's heart. Her fingerprints are everywhere, from the mosaics to the bedding to the girls who are attending. This is a very personal project and one that will change lives forever.
I thought I was getting to them, but during this whole process of meeting them and now being responsible for them, I feel that they have given me more than I could have ever imagined.
After years of construction, the doors to the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls have opened.
First, when I saw the building, I thought, oh, my goodness, the girls must be thrilled.
With Oprah footing the entire bill, 152 seventh and eighth graders from the poorest communities in South Africa will now live and study at this new school. The state-of-the-art facility includes a 600-seat theater, 15 classrooms with heating and air conditioning, homey dorms with a laid-back lounge, and a modern library complete with a fireplace.
Here's something you may not know. The original design for the library did not have a fireplace. Oprah said that will never do. And after Mariah Carey saw the hearth, she told me, I can't believe it. It is incredible.
And Mariah has already volunteered for a teaching assignment, Music Producing 101.